Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House for Morning Coffee with Flavor. I've got the coffee on, so if you're ready, I'll pour you up a cup and, you know, I'll save the seat over there for you. And let's just share a little bit of time together this morning. This is my show that I do, not necessarily geared towards music, but, you know, I always lean towards something, some topic that might have to do with music or artists. But this is just my way of being able to come and spend time with you and wish you a great day. And, you know, maybe share a thought that might uplift you or change how your mood might be when you rolled out of bed this morning. I was pretty good. I actually got coffee made this morning. I got my water over here because I drink water throughout the whole day. But I actually got my coffee made this morning before the show started, and I did push the snooze button. Yes, I did. I was like, okay, give me 10 more minutes, okay? So anyway, I hope you are doing well. Thank you for coming by Flavors this morning and, you know, sharing this time with me. So I am going to play a piece. I haven't played this piece in a while, and this is my guy Tunes down in Atlanta, Georgia. Amazing, amazing jazz guitarist. And this piece is called Working Together Works.
Thank you.
lives with his peace, working together works. He really wants to come to the Pacific Northwest, and I definitely need to explore how to arrange that. What an amazing, amazing talent. And he blew up my phone last year. I'll just keep it real with you. He blew up my phone because he so wants to come up and perform. And, you know, I'm up here in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington, and you would be amazed of the talents that are reaching out to me that want to come up here. So stay tuned because definitely we've got some things in the works, and we'll be bringing some of the artists that you hear here on Flava News Radio up to the Pacific Northwest. And also we'll be sending some artists from the Pacific Northwest down to where those artists are located too. So some exciting things are going on behind the scenes. I tell you all the time, it's not all about what you see on Facebook that I'm working on. There's so many other things, and I'm very, very blessed to be connected with artists from across the United States, even around the globe. I am blessed to be connected to promoters and amazing venues and all of that across the United States that are opening up the opportunity for artists to come and perform on their stages. So just stay tuned. Of course, you know I'll be blasting it out when these things are set in stone. Let me bring you up here to the Pacific Northwest. I do want to meet this young man. It is really interesting to me how many people, you know, I don't know from my own hometown that are absolutely amazing talents. But I do want to meet this young man because I love his style and of playing acoustic guitar and his voice. His name is Zach Trandum, and this is You and I.
Yeah. wanna hear the sound of life-giving water. You should know me. You are my Father. You are all I need. Just you and I. No one else around. I wanna hear you breathing. I wanna hear the sound of your life-giving water. Rushing over me. You are my Father. You are all I need.
By Zach Tarandam, a talent from the Pacific Northwest. I think he's amazing. I love it when an artist can play an instrument. I honestly don't know if that's him playing the piano because the videos I've seen, he's played acoustic guitar. But I love live musicians. I really do. I think there is a niche and a talent for those that can create off of the keyboard and all of that. I don't know what you call that. I call it electronic musicians or whatever. I understand that there's a talent to doing that. But when you have the opportunity to actually see live musicians and vocalists perform, that's amazing to me. And it's taking it back to where music really, really stemmed from. When you can hear it, and I think that if you listen close enough, you can tell when a track is created with live musicians. So there is a gentleman I am very, very proud to be connected with. And I'm in the works of, you know, working on something where we establish a relationship with he and his band up here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm really excited because I know what's going to take place. This producer's name is Paris Toon out of Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm going to play a track with a young lady who he produced, who has connections to the Pacific Northwest. Her name is Nick West. This is Mother's Favorite Child is the band, and Paris Toon, the producer. Again, Nick West with No Choice.
But I have no mother if you ain't got the one that you truly love.
All right, Pacific Northwest, you need to get familiar with the sound. You need to get familiar with these names because they are coming our way. Trust and believe, by summertime this year, I will have Paris Toon, who is an amazing, amazing composer, songwriter, producer down in Phoenix, Arizona. And gradually, we will get the whole Mother's Favorite Child band up here. But remember the name Nick West. And Paris Toon, and Mother's Favorite Child, because they're coming to the Pacific Northwest. Amazing talent, amazing live musicians. I am so excited. You just don't understand how blessed I feel sometimes. It just like kind of fell into my lap, right? Being Lady Flava and what this is evolving into, and now I'm Lady Flava full time. You know, I'm into, you know, connecting with people on the East Coast that are doing absolutely amazing things with artists out there. And they have an interest in connecting with the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, let me just say, you just never know who's paying attention. You just never know. And you put your best foot forward. You put in the hard work. God starts opening up the doors for you. You know, connect right. Pay attention to who you're reaching out to and who's reaching out to you. Really, really pay attention, because sometimes it's really not a good situation. But welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. I'm feeling very good this morning, can you tell? Even though I just rolled out of bed, 15 minutes before I started the show, you probably can hear me gulping my coffee. Yes, I've got my yummy vanilla creamer in it. And I'm glad you're here with me today. So what's going on in your world? You know, if you want to call in and say hello, you are welcome to do that. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I want to give a shout-out to my girl Marlon, who's out here in the Pacific Northwest with me. I still haven't met her, but I will. Trust and believe that's going to happen very, very soon. Give a shout-out to my baby girl down there in the Bay Area, Miss Erica. Oh, my goodness, she is doing some amazing things. She's a young lady to keep her eye on. And we've got some things in the works, too, for some artists to go down to the Bay Area. So you never know. Stay tuned. Don't sleep on Flava News, because we've got a lot of things going on, good things going on, that supports underground independent artists. So let me see. What direction do I want to go with music right now for you, huh? I'm feeling pretty sassy. I'm feeling pretty sassy this morning. I know you can still hear that frog in my throat, huh? I know it. Oh. I think I played his track last time. I was going to say, ooh, is that the way you want to wake up this morning? Well, you know, maybe you do. Let's go back up here. I think I played a little Elevator by Winston Warrior for you.
We took it this far, right? One, two. can ride on in this chamber of God. Don't you hesitate. Don't be afraid.
By Winston Warrior out of the ATL. If you have not seen this video, I will put a disclaimer on it first. It's pretty sexy, but you need to see this video by Winston Warrior. Actually, you should just Google Winston Warrior, go to YouTube and put in Winston Warrior, and that's his actual name. He's got about three videos professionally done. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. He's a quality act. He really, really is. And one day I hope to meet him, whether it's down in the ATL or we bring up him up here to the Pacific Northwest. But, you know, one of the things that Flavor News recognizes is that artists need to get in front of different audiences. You know, it's hard when you're kind of stuck in front of the same people time and time again at showcases. And you know, to really, really challenge your talents and know how you can act, you need to have those opportunities to step in front of audiences that you're not familiar with, in front of, in different regions, you know, and just see how you can be received and how well you can network with people, you know, outside of your comfort zone. So Flavor News is blessed. We're going to be opening up those opportunities not only, again, for artists in the Pacific Northwest to go to other locations, but in bringing other artists from other locations up here to the Pacific Northwest. I was so blessed last year in March to have my girl. Yes, I put my name on this one. Yes, I do. I work very closely with Miss Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida. She is just not only a beautiful artist, she's a beautiful person. And I do call her my sister now because we're that connected. And we talk on a regular. And, yes, I'm blessed because she sings to me all the time on the phone. And the funny thing is I don't think she realizes she's even singing. She's just one of those artists that just breaks out in song out of nowhere. Sometimes it's her songs. Sometimes it's somebody else's. And she really, really has an appreciation for other people's talents, too. So if you follow her on Facebook, on a regular, she will post out somebody else's music because she recognizes she's not the only talent out there, right? But she's a beautiful soul. She's got a beautiful voice. And I'm going to play Gravity by Monica Monet off of her Simply Beautiful CD that she debuted here in Seattle, Washington, March 2012.
Like eagles, but gravity's got me at
My girl Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida, with her single off of her CD, Simply Beautiful. That track was called Gravity. And if you followed me last year, you would see my pictures of my granddaughter singing this particular song, waving a pink feather duster up in the air in front of the computer as Auntie Momo, as she calls her, singing it on her video. It's so adorable. And that's Kimora's favorite song. So now that we moved into this house, we have a piano here, and Kimora plays around on the piano, you know, singing this particular song. So I'm going to get her some piano lessons. We have an amazing talent up here in the Pacific Northwest. And another talent I have not met yet, but his music was brought to me by my baby girl down there in the Bay Area, Miss Erica. This is Michael Wassman, and I'm going to play, let's see, How Can I Be Down, again, by Michael Wassman.
Sex appeal, looks that kill. You got a smile to pay the bills. You got the will, I just wanna ride. Got style, cinnamon lip, a tall glass of water, wanna take a sip, like a radio hit, I can't get off my mind. You got me running, keep me coming, yeah, I'm losing my mind, I'm going round and round, tell me now, how can I be down, body's aching, got me shaking, got me feeling. Love to taste, bet your kisses are sugar.
Wright, one of the amazing talents out of the Pacific Northwest. He was one of the contestants on The Voice. We are so very, very proud of him. And we know he's going to go much further than, you know, these walls around the state of Washington. He's being recognized and performing all over the place. And like I said, my baby girl, Erica Reed, down in the Bay Area, is actually the one who connected with his manager to get the music for me up here in Seattle, Washington. So I'm very appreciative of that. And actually, she's raised her hand, so let me bring her in. Good morning, baby girl. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. So what was it like to see? Now, you met Michael when you were up here in Seattle, right?
Yeah. When I came up there a few years ago to visit Bobby and Teresa, they took me over there to go see him perform. And I was just blown away. I didn't have a really good camera phone at the time, but I still took video.
Okay.
But he was amazing. And, I mean, he did Prince covers, and he did a couple of originals. And to hear him live, like, he sounds good when you play him over the air, when you watch his videos. But to hear him live is amazing, because when he came out here and he played at Yoshi's in San Francisco, it was just him. It's just it takes you back to, like, what real music is. It's just him and a band. And it's not an entire band, but it's just a few band members. And it's like heaven coming out of his mouth. Like, it's just beautiful. He doesn't, like, go overboard. It's not too much, too little. It's like the perfect scientific mix. I don't know if that's a good analogy, but it's like perfect. You know what I mean? So it was amazing. And then to close out his set, and because of course everybody wanted an encore, right? So he took the hip hop song "Freaks of the Industry" by Digital Underground that came out in the 90s. And he did his own version of it and kind of slowed it down a little bit. It was amazing.
So, I know. I've heard his name for years. It's so funny. You know, I guess I've been so busy working, you know, and taking care of grandchildren and working on the weekends. I've missed out on a whole bunch of amazing talents right here in the Pacific Northwest. So I've been aware of him for a while. And I'm like, okay, I've never, you know, I play these artists that music comes my way, whether it's through managers or promoters or the artists themselves, record labels and all of that. And, you know, when it comes to the Pacific Northwest, I'm like, I've known these names for years and I've never met any of these artists, you know. And I'm like, this year, now that I'm no longer working and I'm Lady Flava full time, I'm going to definitely get out and about so I can meet and experience them live, because I would imagine he is one of those talents that is a blessing. You walk away just feeling good. It's so funny this morning, you know, I was sleepy. I hit that snooze button a few times. I'll admit it. I raised my hand. I hit it 2 times, right? And I'm like, okay, am I going to just be really sleepy this morning? But I started out there with tunes this morning. He just really, really woke me up. And I thought, 7 o'clock in the morning, is that even right to be chair dancing at 7 o'clock in the morning? I thought, you know what, somehow we're going to have to get a video so y'all can see what I do and how I look when I do this particular show. It's just crazy. I even drug my leopard blanket down because, you know, it's so cold in the morning when you wake up here in Seattle. So I drug my leopard blanket down, but I got all heated up just off of the first track that I played that I didn't even need my blanket. Yeah. We're feeling pretty good up here.
You played that song, and I woke up. I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm not going to doze back off now.
I know. I was like, 7 o'clock in the morning. Y'all just don't understand. 7 o'clock in the morning, yes. But I want to hit the time zones, you know, and I know that there are some people, you know, such as yourself and Marlon, and shout out to Mike Clark of Empathy Records. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. You know, I know there are some of us early birds, you know, out here on the West Coast, too. So I appreciate you being up and listening to the radio shows. But, you know, I always want to hit my East Coast people, you know, when it's still morning. you know, mm-hmm. so I could, because I wanted to call this show, you know, Morning Coffee with Flavor, right? So
right.
It's kind of silly if I do it at 9 o'clock and it's morning here in the Pacific Northwest, but it's, you know, noon out there on the East Coast, because I get a lot of support from the East Coast, a lot of support. So I just have to give my support back to them. I just do, because that's who I've learned from. You know, that's who mm-hmm. I've learned from is my people on the East Coast. You know, they kind of took me under their wings early on, you know, as I started doing radio and all of that. And they've educated me in this game. And, you know, it's so interesting when there are people in your own hometown and your own region and all of that have the skills and knowledge and this and that, you know. And I think that artists feel this way all the time. They don't feel like they're supported by the people in their own hometown, you know. And sometimes I'll say mm-hmm. that about my own self, right? I don't feel mm-hmm. supported by the people in my own hometown, but I love my East Coast people. I really do, because they hold me down. They educate me. They open up the doors for me and the talents that I'm connected to. So I'm very, very blessed. So stay on the line with me, baby girl. I want to jump into
okay.
playing this track. I really love this piece, and I love the video that goes along with it. The artist's name is Abia, and it features Robert Glasper, and this is called September.
Guess you lost your sense of humor. No longer think that I'm so clever. Mocking words before they part my lips. A conversation with you can be so damn quick. Always fighting for attention, finding ways to place the blame. Moving through the cracks of silence, all my tears are flowing.
September by ABF featuring Robert Glasper. So how are you this morning, my baby girl down there in the Bay Area that I've never met?
I am doing good. It's amazing because I actually don't really have much to do. I've controlled my schedule a little bit some, so I'm finding that there are pockets where I really have nothing to do but to be creative for myself. So it's kind of interesting because I haven't been able to tap into that side of me for a really long time because I've been running around doing and being for everyone else.
Okay.
And so I'm getting better, or I guess you could say I'm getting better at opening up the door to my creative side that I used to always be into all the time.
Okay.
So what I mean, I'm creative in business, but now just for me personally, now I can, because nobody really knows a lot of this about me, but like I used to write poetry. I used to write stories. I used to write songs, all that kind of stuff. But
okay.
I never felt like I wanted to be a singer when I was little and be on the stage and stuff. So I used to practice and everything. But that's more of like a hobby for me. It's not really something I would want to pursue per se.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now I get to enjoy it just for me and get back to it again. So it's interesting because I go to open mics and I listen to your show and I'm on YouTube a lot and I pay attention a lot more to how people are bringing their delivery, what they're paying attention to, and what it is that I don't like, I guess you could say. So I try to be more into just being more honest about stuff. And the way my family is, we're very blunt when we talk. We're not into sugarcoating. So sometimes it can come off as a little harsh. And I've seen some of your posts, too, where you say, you know, sometimes you have to be honest with artists about things, and they may not like it, but it's the truth. And I'm going to tap into that side of my writing and do pieces that are really just truthful. Like sometimes you'll see something or you'll see someone post something and you'll be like, really? Like, is that what you think is popular, or you think that's funny? Like, you didn't see the pain in that, or you didn't see the joy when they wanted to do that or something. You know what I mean? So I'm going to put a lot of truth and look at things that is not the obvious of what people are already seeing. Does that make sense?
Okay. I think so.
Okay.
And it's interesting, you know, when you're somebody like you and I, Erica, and we are connected to, and we work with, you know, artists in this industry, you know, sometimes it makes us feel like we want to create something. You know, I mean, I've done it my own self, you know, in telling a bit of my stories through spoken word pieces or whatever. I haven't written a piece in a while, though, you know. But from time to time at my coffee shop, I used to get up on the stage and express myself. You know, it's just like, for instance, I'm Japanese-German, but I was raised, you know, in the central area. And so I come up with a different type of lifestyle and a culture, like what can I claim? Because I wasn't raised around Japanese and I wasn't raised around Germans, you know. And so, it was a very interesting time for me to come up, and sometimes I felt invisible, you know, and so I wrote a piece about that. Or, you know, injustices that I've seen people go through, or, you know, falling in love or whatever it is. And I think that art is a beautiful way of just expressing life. And I think that artists have taken it to a different extreme, that they don't really sit down and some of them, not all of them, of course, because you can see that I support, you know, a variety of artists on the show. But, you know, it goes in a different direction. I don't think they understand what quality is. There's a way of telling a story, and there's a way of creating it in a quality fashion. And I don't know if they really understand what that sounds like and what that looks like. And that's a challenge, you know, and to tell an artist that, that's not good. I'm sorry, it's not good, you know, is really, really difficult. And especially if you know them, it's difficult. And so I know that going into this year, I've talked about the fact that I'm backing off of just, you know, having like a personal connection to artists or whatever, because it makes it difficult for me. There's somebody else who's raised their hand, so let me bring them in before the show runs out.
Okay.
All right, 206 area code. You are on Morning Coffee with Flava. Hello?
Hello?
371?
Yes.
Oh, you're on the air with Morning Coffee with Flava.
Hi, Miss Lady Flava. This is Marlon.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I hesitated to call because I'm so sleepy and comfortable, but I just had to call and show some love and support to you.
I appreciate that.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. And this is Erica that's also on the phone, Marlon, from the Bay Area, Oakland area. And she's got family up here in the Pacific Northwest, too. So she was up here for a while, and then she went back home down there to Oakland. So she supports artists, too, and doing some really, really great things down there in the Bay Area. So active and involved in a variety of events down there. So I appreciate my West Coast people being up with me this morning.
Yes. Nice to meet you, Erica.
Nice to meet you, too. Good morning.
So Marlon, why don't you tell us what you do? Because, you know, I know that there are a lot of people, especially like in the hip-hop community, that know you.
Right. Well, back in 1992, I was told about a meeting with BMI was coming into town. They wanted to start doing R&B showcases in addition to the rock showcases they were involved with here in the Northwest.
Okay.
So, and I worked at Muzak at the time.
Okay.
And, as time went on, I actually was appointed the person that would take in the demo tapes and predominantly speak to them about BMI being their authorized licensor, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And helping them get their demos straight and their pictures straight, the package straight. And then we put on a couple of showcases where they were, performed for people in the industry. Folks actually came into town, and some folks, of course, were here from BMI. Well, as time went on, I've stayed in touch with artists. I haven't really been involved much in the past, I'd say 10 years, but some management involvement here and there. Oh, you know, I worked with, you may know, Lewis Rudd from Ezels.
Okay.
He had a little music management company that he was involved with, so I was able to work with some artists through him. And actually then there was, when Gary Payton put together his record label, I did some image consulting for one of the artists that was signed to him. Her name was Danae Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of fun. So I've actually been blessed with being able to kind of get into a lot of different aspects of the industry. And recently, and of course with inspiration from you, honestly, I've actually taken on two projects where I'm going to try to get them some rotation, you know, having their videos promoted and try to get some publishing deals potentially going for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I'm just trying to stay busy. I just finished a certificate program in Green River for business management.
Okay.
And so I'm looking for jobs, putting a business plan together, and taking on these two artists. So just trying to stay busy, productively busy.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you've got an absolutely amazing background, you know, with just a wealth of knowledge to step out there and probably do whatever it is that you decide that you want to do. So I know that, people speak very highly of you.
Thank you very much.
You know, so I'm like, okay, who is this mystery woman? I need to meet her.
This is not even funny. I know this is ridiculous. And I'm getting to a place where I, like Erica, have pockets of time. And I've been filling those, but I've got some pockets of time. We need to meet. We definitely need to.
My days go by so very fast. I've got a sick grandbaby home who's in the background right now. She just woke up. And I don't know why she's handing me this thing that has suckers in it. You know, I'm thinking she's launching one. And it's, you know, going on 8 o'clock in the morning, and I don't think that's going to happen. You know, but, and then, you know, I take care of my elderly father and all of that. And it feels like, okay, do I have days off? What does that even look like? Because, some more, please. Nanny's on the radio. I definitely need to figure out how to make some time and get out there and meet. You know, I definitely want to meet you sooner than later.
Right.
And, you know, and get to know some of the talents in the Pacific Northwest. Some of them I play, you know, on the radio. I don't have that many Pacific Northwest artists that have reached out to me to be heard on Flava News Radio. It's really interesting. And, you know, and I'm not sure necessarily what that's all about, you know, because my following is around the world, and I'm very, very blessed. It's just grown tremendously. The coffee house shows, when I do this particular show and when I do the Flava Coffee House online radio style, those are my top listened to shows and immediate hits to the archives. And most of them are over in, you know, like in Asia, Europe, and Africa that listen to the archive. So it's just amazing. And when I did the show the other day with J.C. Cage from Black Stacks, I was immediately getting hits and messages from people on the East Coast that were listening. So it's just, it's a beautiful thing. I don't think that people really understand internet radio and how far we reach. And I've been on since 2009. And so I have created a following. You know, I have created a following for artists to be heard. And now I have radio stations that are reaching out to me asking for music. And so, you know, it's something that I think that I don't know if it's education that needs to take place for artists to understand, you know, what internet radio can bring to them. You know, because the majority of the time they are not going to be heard on FM radio. That's just real talk.
So
if they want to be heard, they really need to establish a relationship
with
internet radio.
You know, I've only heard of one other situation through a radio station that plays local music Sunday nights starting at 10 o'clock. Not quite sure that's the best time. So, we definitely need to meet up and beef up here Northwest, together, because I feel the same way. There's some, I don't know, kind of religion, if you will, in Seattle about the music industry, and not quite sure what that's about. But again, I think you hit on it, partially education, making them aware.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, ladies, we've come to the end of the show. I appreciate both of you calling in and hanging out for this little bit with me. Shout out to my West Coast people again, Mike Clark from Empathy Records. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. And Erica is so funny because he posted on my wall, Freaks of the Industry, when Michael Wassman performed it at Jazz Bones.
Nice.
So now we can go listen to it. Thank you so much, Mike, for doing that, because I need to go check it out. And, you know, if you are an underground independent artist, you know, and you want to be heard and you're produced, you know, your production of your tracks is quality. I know that not all the tracks that I play are top, top, top notch, but I recognize the talent. And, you know, and I am pretty opinionated about what I play or who I support. And just know this, one thing I learned and I accept going into this year, it comes down to what my taste is. If I like it, if I think it sounds good, you know, or whatever, then you can be heard on Flava News Radio. Doesn't mean that there isn't another radio station out there that would play you. But I listen with a certain type of ear. I've learned it over the years and working with people in the industry. Because trust and believe, I used to send music out to other people, engineers and producers, and say, "What do you hear in this music? Tell me, because something doesn't hear, you know, sound right to me, or this is absolutely beautiful, or whatever." And so I would send it out, and I've learned and I've grown over the years in how I hear the music, you know. But you can get at me at radio@flavanews.com and send me your EPK or press kit, and, you know, let's connect and see what we can do, especially if you're in the Pacific Northwest, because I'm proud to represent my own hometown. So, again,
that's
Erica,
right.
Down there in the Bay Area, Marlon up here in the Pacific Northwest with me. Thank you so much for sharing this time with me. I think I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by an artist out of Florida. I love this piece. I can relate. It's called Next Payday by Nichelle Colvin. Take care. God bless. Have a great, great day.
Take care.
Aaron B, help me out with the situation. Help me out with the situation.
Aaron B,
help me out with the situation. I just put up for sale. The situation ain't right for me, and I say, oh well. Look on the bright side. At least you got your health. It ain't always about wealth. The father's always taking care of me, but until then, I don't have a dime. This light bill just took all I had. My rent's due, my electric's due, my gas. Mailman just brought me a medical bill. Mailman just brought me a credit card bill. Gas prices high, and I don't understand why. So
I don't have a dime.
I'm a hustle loan. This song's supposed to grow. light bill just took all I had. My dad, a medical bill, a credit card bill, gas prices high. I don't understand why, so I don't have a dime. This song's for folks that's grown, working up a sweat, working off this debt, all up in the hood, wishing that things was good, but I don't have a dime until next payday.
Who can't relate to that? Next Payday by Nichelle Colvin out of Florida. Thank you for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where we gather every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just to come together, you know, have a little conversation, have a little coffee, and, you know, share in some time on hump day. God bless you, and take care, and know that you matter, and you're amazing. Have a great day.